Join me in exploring the possibilities of keeping bees in smaller spaces, not only for the crucial role in pollination, but also for the sweet rewards of honey. Let's dive in. Hello, bee enthusiasts and urban gardeners, and welcome back to Prepping Positively. I'm Annie, your host, and today we're buzzing into the world of beekeeping in urban areas. Firstly, let's understand why beekeeping in urban areas is gaining popularity. Bees are vital pollinators. In urban environments, though seemingly concrete-dominated, they offer diverse floral sources for bees to thrive. By keeping bees in small spaces, we contribute to the health of our local ecosystems and enjoy the delicious honey they produce. The first step in urban beekeeping is educating yourself. Attend local workshops, read books on beekeeping, and connect with experienced beekeepers in your community. Understanding the behavior of bees and the basics of hive management is essential before embarking on this journey. Choosing the right type of beehive is crucial for urban beekeepers with limited space. Top bar hives and smaller sized Langstroth hives. They're great options for small gardens or even balconies. Ensure that you've chosen a hive that's suitable for your environment and complies with local regulations. Before introducing bees to their new home, consider the surroundings. Ensure there are abundant flowering plants nearby to provide a varied and nutritious diet for your bees. Urban gardens, parks, and even community green spaces can offer diverse forage for your buzzing friends. Be mindful of your neighbors and local regulations. Inform your neighbors about your beekeeping plans and address any concerns they may have. Check local ordinances regarding beekeeping in urban areas and obtain any necessary permits too. Being a considerate beekeeper fosters positive relationships in the community. Ensure a water source is available for your bees. Bees need water not just for hydration, but also for cooling the hive. You can place shallow containers with clean water nearby, providing a safe and easy accessible water source for your bees. Regular hive inspections are crucial for monitoring the health of your colony. Look for signs of disease, pests, and other issues. Early detection and prompt action can prevent problems from escalating. Harvesting honey is one of the sweetest rewards of beekeeping. Be patient and only harvest surplus honey to ensure the bees have enough for themselves. Harvesting responsibly not only provides you with a delicious treat, but also ensures the well-being of your hive. Now, as we wrap up today's quick episode, remember that urban beekeeping is a rewarding and educational experience. By fostering a thriving bee colony in your small space, you not only contribute to local biodiversity, but also enjoy the magical benefits of honey production. In upcoming episodes, we'll delve into advanced beekeeping techniques and explore the fascinating world of bee behavior. Thanks for joining me on this buzzing adventure today on Prepping Positively. If you found this information valuable, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with those interested in urban beekeeping. Until next time, keep prepping positively. And may your gardens be abuzz with the sweet harmony of bees and blossoms.